Classic Headbins, and one of my favorite Canadian albums of all time, that is of course Darby Mills on vocals, Brian Too Loud McLeod on guitar, as from Chilliwack, and yeah, a great band in its day. Turn It Loud was the name of the album from 1982. And you heard previous to that, Godo from their album Who Cares from 1977. Another great Canadian band from Toronto on a track called Tough Times. So and that set off, you heard Free and Fire and Water, classic from them. Yeah, so I hope you're enjoying the show. My name is DJ Ian. If you've not listened to the show before, you can check us out on thehouseofprog.com, and on when we're live, we're on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. And we also go out on CJSF locally here in Vancouver, around the Lower Mainland, 90.1 FM, and that's on Tuesday nights at 10. So Friday. All right, so Monday, and we do a jam at the Army and Navy with Kelly, and okay, Kelly Stadola is a bit of an icon in the local music scene, great drummer, and he hosts a jam at the Army and Navy on Kingsway in Vancouver. And I've been doing it now for, I think, about a year. And so I finally just decided to ask him, is there any recording capabilities there? And turns out, if you just stick your USB stick into his mixing board, it will record a two-track thing. It's a Behringer X16, for those of you who are in the know. Anyway, it only does two-track. The one up from that, the X18, does multi-track. So that would be one to get if you want to do multi-track. But anyway, we did some recording. I did some recording. And I think this next song is of the three songs we did, this is probably about the best one. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a version of my old tune, When the Devil Came to Town, which has kind of become my signature tune for at the jams these days. And it turned out quite... The sound isn't great, but it's there and it's present. And so we'll have a listen to it and see what you think. It's recorded live, right to two-track. Yeah, here we go.
Came into town today. It wasn't long before they took him away. He was red, but he turned green for all the things that he could have been. He had no horns and he had no tail. He scared the people and did not fail. He's not coming back that I can see. He's coming back and he's after me. He's coming back and he's after me. Here we go. Oh, day. The devil saw him and put him away. He was green, but he turned red. For all the things that he could have said, he wrote down people in the night, riding in black so no one can see. He's coming back and he's after me. He's coming back and he's after me. Here we go. Tell you and tell you now, the devil's got nothing on this old town. We're so red that we can't be green. We're all the things that we could have been. We need a leader that cannot die. We'll tear us up into the sky. We're not coming back that I can't see. I saw the devil and the devil in me. I saw the devil and the devil in me. Oh, yeah.
It's Vancouver. It's Manchester band Oscar, and a track from their album. The album is called Twilight Asylum. and a track called In the Morning. Oscar, a Manchester band, recorded at Strawberry Studios in Stockport back in the day. 1976, when Strawberry Studios were in their heyday. I was there just recently, not too long ago, last month, in fact. And my friend Paul was had to go to Stockport to get his guitar repaired. And I thought, let's call in at Strawberry Studios and take a picture. So if you go on my Facebook, there I am at Strawberry Studios in Manchester. Well, Stockport, pardon me. Stockport, Cheshire, yes. And I'm not sure if my friend Paul got his guitar back yet. He said it would take a while. But anyway, I have to inquire into that. So in other say, my original tune, When the Devil Came to Town, jammed out. Now, the good thing about jams is when you get more people on stage, everybody gets a solo at some point. So I gave the bass player a solo. I think his name was Lawrence, I'm not sure. But we had Gunther Klaus on saxophone, Mike on the keyboards. Who else? I'm trying to remember who's on the other guitar. It was I forget. And the young fellow on drums. It's fun. I really enjoyed doing that, and it doesn't always work out, and it's kind of a bit hit and miss with jams. But that's what I like about it. You never know how it's going to go. Anyway, I do that jam on Mondays. So if you're listening and you're in Vancouver. The jam takes place at the Army and Navy on Kingsway in Vancouver, East Vancouver. It's between Nanaimo and Victoria, and Kelly is your host. So get there early, sign up, and join us. You never know what you might do. You never know what you might end up playing. A lot of people don't like playing original tunes because they don't know them. And but that's the fun part, is that you want to play songs that you don't know. Push the envelope a little bit, you know, push the boundary. The other jam that I go to is the Village Pub in Champlain Heights on Wednesday nights. So if you're around on Wednesday nights, go to Village Pub in Champlain Heights. It's a bit smaller event, and that's hosted by JR. And, that's a bit more kind of intimate and a bit more kind of, I would say, friendly. Yes, I would say a bit more friendly. Anyway, next up is a track that I played on the show last couple of weeks. So I wasn't here last week, but the week before, getting into Don Dixon again after many years, and his song Pray Mantis. And I thought, I should give it a shot. So I've given it a shot. And so this is my version of Don Dixon's his song, Praying Mantis. And I think I'm going to it's a pretty simple song. I'm going to get it into the jam, because I think people like being entertained with funny lyrics. And that's just me, but I may be wrong. Anyway, this is my version of Don Dixon's Praying Mantis.
Resist the Mm-hmm.